Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
So welcome into Swiper Stay.
Yeah.
Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to read some pop culture headlines. Jamie and Brian are going to have to decide whether to stay on it and hear more or swipe on to the next one. Parker, you get to break the tie if it comes to it, okay?
Okay.
Really? No fooling? I get to?
Golly right. Gee, Mr. Frank.
Gee willikers.
Yippee!
All right. Story number one. Highly anticipated series already shakes up the cast.
Ooh.
I'm in.
I'll stay.
Any guesses on the show?
Highly anticipated series. No.
It hasn't aired yet.
Oh. No.
All right. So despite not having aired, the upcoming HBO Harry Potter series has already recast the role of Ginny Weasley as they start production on season two.
Season two?
Is there a season one?
Season one's done.
Oh.
It's going to air on Christmas Day.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But they're already, because you got these kids while they're young.
Sure.
And
sure,
each season is a different book. So they have to just continuously do the show.
Huh.
So everyone's age appropriate.
All right. Okay.
So HBO released a statement on the matter saying, due to unforeseen circumstances, Gracie, the actress, has made the challenging decision to step away from her role as Ginny Weasley in the series after season one. Now, if you're familiar with the Harry Potter series at all, the second book is where Ginny's story takes an extreme turn and she becomes a very important character throughout the whole series. So for this young actress to drop out before you hit that second season of the show is massive for her career. So I hope everything's well with her.
Yeah. Wow.
And it was a personal choice. But, I mean, if you're looking at stardom, that's where you make it.
Is the second one Prisoner of Azkaban?
It's the Chamber of Secrets.
Prisoner of Azkaban
will be season three of the show.
Yeah. Okay. I always get the order confused. All right. Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Hmm. Moving on. Disney is under fire for PR stunt.
What could they have done now? The happiest place on earth?
I like it when the mouse gets in some trouble. I'll stay.
Yeah, I'll stay too. I got a little schadenfreude.
So the mouse is getting more and more scrutinized, but not for charging families an arm and a leg this time. Instead, it's for catering to influencers and vloggers.
The bane of everybody's
existence.
Yes.
So here's what happened. Disney posted on their Instagram a video of parkgoers enjoying the Smuggler's Run ride at Disneyland in the Star Wars area.
Okay.
All of a sudden, the Mandalorian appears and takes his helmet off to reveal it's actually Pedro Pascal to greet everybody.
Okay.
Wow.
The whole room erupts in excitement, as one would. I'd be pretty excited.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to see Pedro Pascal.
But the fix may be in.
What?
Hardcore fans noticed that the surprise group contained mostly of social media influencers and cosplayers. One digital blogger wrote, "Biggest thank you to the team at Star Wars for making this happen.
Oh,
go see The Mandalorian on the big screen, May 22nd.
Oh, boy.
So it was a publicity stunt.
Boo.
Marketing. You suck.
Boo.
And of course, in this day and age, if you want to publicize something, you just get the biggest and the best influencers. Yeah.
Well, and there's even, like, if you look it up and go watch the video.
I can't.
And you see, like, I saw a screenshot taken from it, and the over-the-top excited faces.
Well, so they don't know how to act, what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't even have to do much research, where it's like, oh my God, Pedro Pascal, is that the real Grogu, Baby Yoda?
Oh my gosh.
I think I just made myself dizzy doing influencer face.
You
looked good,
you
though.
We're
still working on your TikTok.
I was going to say, there's no duck face in there yet. I mean, you got to do the duck lips.
Not yet.
Point.
No, that'll make a comeback. But yeah, everybody's pissed off at Disney yet again. Just a different reason.
All right.
Wow.
Classic comedy film gets the green light for a new series.
Oh.
Are there no original ideas?
No.
Sidebar?
There's
no,
not.
There aren't.
There's not. Not right now.
For a series. You know what? I'm a TV addict. Yes, I'll stay, Frank.
It's like this is Brian's wheelhouse. I'm shocked if he doesn't stay.
I'm staying.
Brian, I thought of you while writing this one. So
thank you.
I think you'll agree with me. There are some movies that are rites of passage for viewing, especially in the comedy sphere, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
One of those movies is Young Frankenstein.
Mm. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. And they are getting a series now.
Ooh.
What?
Yes. Very Young Frankenstein is heading to FX as a TV series.
Wait, is that what it's called?
That is what it's called.
Well, that's just stupid.
What?
That's just stupid.
What?
FX Entertainment president Nick Grad said, Very Young Frankenstein blends inspiration from the fan favorite movie with the inventive, irreverent spirit that has defined FX comedies over the years, making this a completely original take on the classic story.
Nothing is original in Hollywood.
Is this Young Sheldon redo?
Basically. But anyway, you may be excited to find out that Mel Brooks will be the executive producer.
Yeah. Okay. That's why
there's at least that.
All right. Listen, yeah. Well,
I don't know if he can save it, but at least he's involved.
What brain did I get? Abby Normal.